Previously on Carrier.
Miss Watts, whatever's attacking your father is spreading at an exponential rate.
Could it be some kind of venom?
Ray, you need to tell me. The cargo, did it come in contact with you? If you're infected and it goes untreated, it could be fatal.
I'll be fine.
Shit. Just hang on. There's someone on the other end who knows how to deal with this. They can cure you.
The way they cured my dad?
What other options do you think you have? The police? When have the police ever given a fuck about you?
Raylene, I know you had a hell of a night, but I need you to trust us. You could be in a lot of trouble here.
None of this was my fault.
It doesn't matter. Not in a case like this.
Oh, shit.
Anyone up there got eyes on what's going on?
That is closing, Miss Watts.
What the hell is all this? What did you do?
You know, everyone's always telling me how to think, how to behave, like I'm supposed to accept that there are just some things in life I have no control over, but this ain't one of those. So fuck all of y'all.
Holy shit, anyone see that? I can find you. Wherever you try to go, I can track you down.
What's happening to me right now?
Are you listening? Good. This is not a podcast. This is not an audiobook. This is a dimensional experience set in the unseen realms to your left, your right, and all that lingers between. We ask that you put on headphones if possible. Use caution during your journey and always listen carefully.
Q Code presents Carrier, starring Cynthia Erivo. Written and directed by Dan Blank.
If you want my help, then stop fucking with the rig! Move, you piece of shit! Come on, come on! I'm stuck. Oh god, I'm stuck.
You dismantled the GPS tracker.
Shit!
It was easy enough to hack. Your fleet really needs better security protocols.
Come on!
Looks like someone's kicking up an awful lot of dust out there. A little early for a combine harvest.
Go! Please, just go! Go!
project's more important than you or me. It's about our kids. We're doing this for them.
Just go. Just go.
I wish you could see things the way your dad did. He knew what this could mean for the world. We just can't afford to fail again. So... What the fuck, man? Go out, dipshit! Good driving, clown dick!
He ain't going anywhere without a tow truck and maybe a clean pair of shorts.
Hutch. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
I had to listen to that ratchet judge shitheel for the last 2 hours. I wanted to nail him. I couldn't figure out which car he was in till he broke off the highway after you. You okay?
No, not exactly. I need help. Please, will you help me?
Listen, I've been sniffing around, talking to other drivers. I know I have a reputation for embellishing the facts with my own herbs and spices, but I think I found out what's in that bolt-sealed trailer of yours. All right, a few years back, some farmers were looking for drivers to moonlight for them, right? Off the books, triple pay. But it didn't look like drugs or human trafficking. These growers seem more like scientists. The most anyone figured was they were dealing in trade secrets within Big Agro. Whoop-de-doo, right? But they were always shuttling freight between farms, labs, and chemical plants. And all of them belonged to Novanto. Now, scuzz buckets they are, I don't think Novanto even knew what was going on. I think those eggheads are up to something. And from what I gather, they're genetic engineers, the ones who put the G in GMO. You get what I'm saying? Miss, I don't think you're transporting aliens or plutonium. I think you've got a genetically modified mutant on your hands.
Hutch, you'll help me, right? Please. He's come help me.
I gotta keep moving, honey. You need to let the authorities take it from here. Turn yourself in.
I can't do that, man. It needs me.
What's that?
It's connecting to me somehow. I think it needs my help.
Well, don't listen to it! They cooked this freak up in a lab. They designed it. They grew it. They want it to control you.
Well, what do you want me to do? What do you expect me to do?
Hell, I can't tell you that. All I can do is hope your own voice finds you again and steers you in the right direction. Just don't give up, hon. Maybe I'll see you down the road somewhere.
Hutch, Hutch, wait. Come back, Hutch. Come in. Do you copy? Hutch. Leave me alone! Sounds like good news.
I'm afraid not. Your father's conscious, but in rapid decline. We have to sedate him to relax his windpipe and get a tube in there for the ventilator. He probably won't be able to hear you, but I wanted to give you a chance to say goodbye in case something goes... Hang on. Miss Watts, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Don't hang up.
Really?
Dad!
Where are you? I can't see you.
I'm here, Dad. I'm right here.
It's a real tune. You picked up my load.
Yeah. It's okay, Dad. It's not your fault.
I saw what they were doing. They're good people, Raid. They're doing a good thing. I just wanted to help. But you don't have to.
You're still in control, right? You're still the one driving. You may not know where you're going, but you need to keep moving. So get off your ass and let's go. What do we got? Gotta be something. Yes. This under now. There you go. That's it. That'll work. Now the other one.
Starring Cynthia Erivo as Raylene Watts. Written and directed by Dan Blank. Produced by Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Cavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, and Cynthia Erivo. Recorded, mixed, and mastered by Salt Audio. With performances by Martin Starr, Robert Longstreet, Elliot Gould, and Lance Reddick. Edited by Dan Blank and Matt Ahrens. Original music and score by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Sound design by Sam Plattner. Dimensional audio design by Salt Audio and Dan Blank. Blues harmonica performances by Chef Dave Rozier. Associate producer Tess Ryan. Script supervision by Sam Beasley. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Recorded at Todd AO Studios.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.